Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my beloved, once again, God the Father has blessed us to be able to abide in His presence once again, come on the radio station, and do His work and His will. All I want to do is just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And one of the things I would say tonight is we had a teaching the other day. It's so simple. And when I talk from this, I talk about life, the work, the duty, and can we pay our vows. And so tonight, I just believe we have a lady, a teacher, an evangelist, who can bless us tonight with the great word of God. Dr. McClendon, God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you all for meeting us here again at the well tonight. We want to give God some glory. We want to pray. Father,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come forth tonight to declare your word in the earth, Father. We thank you for the vision that you have given Dr. Hunter, dear Lord God, that your word may go forth, dear Lord God, tonight, and may it not fall on deaf ears, dear Lord God, but may wisdom reign, dear Lord God, may it reign tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father, and we thank you, Father, we thank you
thank
for allowing
you.
Us this great opportunity, dear Lord God, to spread the gospel, dear Lord God, of Jesus Christ, Father. Father, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father, and let those who are listening, dear Lord God, allow this word to reign in their hearts, dear Lord God, that their eyes may become open, dear Lord God, to your word, dear Lord God. Set a fire down in our souls, dear Lord God, for your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, and as we go forth tonight, we ask that the Holy Spirit will take charge, Father, and deliver on your word, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise living God. We just give God all the glory tonight. We talked about wisdom on last week, and we're continuing in it because it's so important that we get wisdom. So many people are lacking wisdom, and we were lacking wisdom at one time until the Lord began to open our eyes. So wisdom is calling tonight. Will anyone listen? Will anyone listen? Amen. So let's define wisdom. Let's define it. Wisdom is the quality or state of being wise, having discernment or insight and wise precepts. Precepts are a command or a written order, God's law. So we want to get into that tonight now that we know what wisdom is. Amen. So in Proverbs chapter 8, it said, our wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Good judgment, knowledge, and discernment are only available to those who have wisdom. When you have wisdom, it's so much available to you. Wisdom will teach you so much. So much wisdom will teach you when you begin to seek it out and meditate on the word, on God's word, on his law, on his commands. Wisdom will teach you so much. It says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. The Lord hate a froward mouth. He hated. Those who choose wisdom will not use words to hurt others. Wisdom will cause us to want to help others, to build one another up and not tear one another down. Wisdom, getting wisdom and not being proud and arrogant and having evil ways, this is not wisdom. But when you get wisdom and understand God's word and his law, you're so happy. People are happy with that. They're happy. Their lives are much better off. It said, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I'm in Proverbs 8 and 14. I don't want to lose anyone. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding and I have strength. Wow. Counsel is mine, wisdom says. And sound wisdom. Look at what wisdom has. It has counsel, sound wisdom, understanding, and strength. It has all of this. It has counsel, sound wisdom, understanding, and strength. He doesn't just have wisdom. He has sound wisdom. meaning secure and reliable. It's secure and reliable when you get sound wisdom. Oh, glory to God. It is secure and reliable. You can rely on it. So when we began to seek it out, this is what wisdom has to offer us, security and liability, reliability. It says, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. The king, and let's go to it. In Daniel, the king wanted to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. They heard and found Daniel. There are some wise men and some wise women, y'all. There are some, amen? It's some that has God's word, that study and meditate on the word of God. And this was Daniel. And when the king wanted to destroy all of the wise men of Babylon, these were so-called wise men of Babylon, all of his sorcerers and magicians and so forth and so on, he wanted to destroy them because they couldn't interpret his dreams. But guess what? They found Daniel. They found Daniel. They found a man with wisdom. Sometimes you have to find somebody with some wisdom.
Amen.
Get some wise counsel. The Bible said get wise counsel. You got to find somebody with some wisdom and get some wise counsel. So they found Daniel. And Daniel wanted to know what the problem was. Well, why this haste to kill all the wise men? Daniel wanted to know. And this is what Daniel said. This is what he did. After Daniel found out, after they told him what happened, it said, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known unto Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. These was wise men because they prayed. They stayed before the Lord. You want to seek somebody with wise counsel. Seek them with wise counsel. Amen? It says that they were desired mercy of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Amen? Wise counsel.
Wow.
Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Then he began to bless God because Daniel knew that if he prayed to his God, the true living God, he will get an answer to this secret thing. Amen? This secret dream that his God couldn't interpret. It said, then Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Wisdom and might belongs to the Lord. Wisdom and might. So they have to seek out a wise man. We have to seek out wise counsel. Amen? He said, he changes the times and the seasons. He removed kings. He set it up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. This is what he will do for us. He said he revealeth the deep and secret things. Only wisdom can reveal deep and secret things to you. When you seek wisdom, God has wisdom and he wants to seek it out. And when you begin to seek it out, he revealed it to you. And this is what Daniel did. Hallelujah. He said he revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Amen. It dwelleth with him. So this is why we must seek wise counsel. Seek out wisdom. Daniel knew this. They didn't, but Daniel did. So that's why we have to gather with wise people. Seek out wise counsel.
Amen. Wise counsel.
He said, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my father, who has given me wisdom and might and has made known unto me now what is this, what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. So when you begin to seek out wisdom, it will reveal secret things to you, things that you don't know. Amen.
Things
that you don't know, it will begin to reveal those things to you, and that's what I love about wisdom.
Amen.
It said God revealed the secret thing to Daniel. Then Daniel blessed the Lord. Don't forget to bless the Lord because it's not yours; it's His. Don't forget to bless. Daniel blessed the Lord. Not only once, but he blessed him again. He said, then Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wisdom and might are his. That's why we should seek out wisdom. Seek it out. Seek out wisdom. He said, by me, princes, rulers, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth, by him they rule. That's the only way they can truly rule is by wisdom. By wisdom. That's why a lot of times we have chaos and things going on because the rulers have no wisdom. If there's no wisdom, then we have chaos.
Yes.
We have chaos. Are there any wise judges in the earth? I hope he can find at least one who rules with wisdom. Seek out wisdom. It's for all people who want it. Seeking it out. Seek out wisdom. There are people in high positions that God allows to judge his people, and he wants them judged fairly with wisdom. With wisdom. Verse King says, there were two women, and the one, and this is what Solomon had. Solomon had wisdom. He had wisdom. When the two women came to him that had the babies, and you know the story. They had the babies, and one claimed it, and one said it was the other one's because the one died. And Solomon said, bring the baby to me.
My God.
Cut him in half. But the real mother spoke up and said, don't do it. So Solomon used wisdom. He used wisdom to accomplish this thing, to find out who the baby really belonged to. He used wisdom.
My God.
You have to seek out wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom will show you secret things. Secret things. It showed Elijah secret things that was happening in the king's bedroom. Even in the king's bedroom. It will show you things. It will teach you. Wisdom is a great teacher. It will teach you things. Amen?
Amen.
It will teach you. It said, I love them that love me. And those that seek me, early shall find me. If you seek him early, if you seek wisdom, you seek the Lord for his wisdom, you'll find it. You'll find it. You'll find it. He that had my commandments and keep them, he is that loveth me. You love him. Those that love him go seek him out. They go seek the Lord out for his wisdom, his knowledge, and understanding. They will seek him out. They'll seek him out. He said, riches and honor are mine. People try to get riches all kinds of ways, and guess what? They don't last. He said, yea, they're durable and righteous. Riches and honor are with me, yea. Durable riches and righteousness. They're durable and they're righteous. He said, they're durable. That means that they're lasting. They're genuinely good. Genuine riches. They're genuine. Riches and honor are mine, he said. Durable riches. Durable and righteousness. He said, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Amen. Than choice silver.
Hey!
So shall our barns be filled with plenty, and our presses shall burst out with new wine. Wow. Who can beat this kind of fruit revenue? Who? Not your employer. He can. But if you seek wisdom, wisdom has all of this. Wisdom. Lord, give us this fruit, this wisdom tonight. Give it to us, Lord. We're seeking you for it, Father.
Amen.
We're seeking you, Lord. It says, I lay in my way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment. This is wisdom. Wisdom has so much to offer. So much to offer us. Just a few verses ago, I read to you that he would fill our barns with plenty and our presses would burst out with new wine. Anyone receiving these verses tonight? I hope so, because they are true. These verses are really true. Amen. They are true.
Amen.
Wisdom will do it. Say it will do. Wisdom will do it. Let's move on. It says, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. This is wisdom talking. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding had he established the heavens. God's wisdom has always existed. Always. Always existed. We just have to seek wisdom out. Seek wisdom out. And that's what's happening to a lot of people. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. When you don't have God's word, his wisdom, people perish. People say a lot of things. They do a lot of things because they don't have knowledge of God's word. Wisdom. Seek wisdom, and it'll teach you everything you need to know. They say, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, ever the earth was, whenever the earth was, wisdom was there. Wisdom was there. Listen as wisdom speaks. He said, when there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills were, I was brought forth. This is wisdom. Wisdom was brought forth. Amen?
Amen.
Wisdom was brought forth. Wisdom.
My God, my God.
Before
hey.
The mountains brought forth. Forever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Wisdom, this is wisdom. This is why we must seek wisdom, because wisdom has everything that we need. Wisdom, when we begin to seek it out. And Proverbs is a good book of wisdom, and it's for all who want it. It says, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world.
Yes.
When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. Wisdom was there. God uses wisdom to establish the created order. So wisdom can tell us how the world works. And it testifies to God's greatness. Wisdom. Wisdom testifies to God's greatness. That's what wisdom does. It testifies to God's greatness. It began when we began to seek it out, it testifies. It tells you all about it. He said, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, wisdom was there. Wisdom. I love wisdom. When he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the fountains of the earth, wisdom was there. Wisdom. Then I was by him as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always.
Oh my God.
Always before him. Wisdom. Hallelujah. God used wisdom to establish his creation and everything in it. So wisdom can teach us how the world works, and he testifies to God's greatness. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. He said, rejoicing in the habitable parts of the earth. And my delights were with the sons of men. Whose earth? His earth. God's earth. God's earth. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Wisdom is telling us to keep his ways, which produces a wonderful life. That's what wisdom will do for you when you seek it out. Wisdom will produce a wonderful life. Wisdom offers everyone who listens valuable words to live by. Wisdom blesses everyone that fears the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands, and you shall be happy, and it shall be well with thee. Amen. This is wisdom.
Amen.
Wisdom has so much to offer. I am so thankful to get into the to Proverbs and to the book of wisdom. It has so much to offer. Hear instructions that say, and be wise, and refuse it not. Refuse not wisdom. refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at my post of my doors. When I get up in the morning, I'm seeking the Lord. When I'm going out through my day, I'm seeking the Lord. He said, blessed is the man that heareth me, those that heareth him, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my door.
Good God.
Waiting at the post of his door. Hallelujah. Looking for him, looking for wisdom. Watching for him, watching at his gate for wisdom. Hallelujah. For wisdom. These are people who rise early and are continually in prayer, watching and waiting eagerly to hear the voice of the Lord. Many people haven't had that opportunity, but I pray, God, that they get the opportunity to hear the voice of the Lord by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach you. Amen?
Amen.
So when you get up early in the morning and begin to seek out the Lord throughout the day, he will teach you. You will hear that voice. You want to hear the voice of God. It's nothing like it. I'm telling you, it's nothing like it. I know that people who have children can understand this to a degree. They have children who are eager to see them sometimes when they return home. You know, they've gone to work or to the military, and when they come home, they're excited. This is how we get about God's word. We get excited about it. I know I do. When God began to speak to me by the Holy Spirit, I get excited. You want to tell somebody. You want to tell somebody, but you got to tell the right somebody, because everybody don't understand wisdom. Everybody don't understand it. Some people are yet carnal-minded, so when you begin to speak, you have to speak to somebody that is wise, that can understand what you're talking about. When the Lord has spoken to you, his wisdom. When Daniel heard what was going on, Daniel consulted with his three companions because they was wise. We have to speak with wise people. Get with wise, gather with wise people, and then we become wise. When you gather with wise people, you become wise. So Daniel went and consulted with his three companions because he knew that they was wise. He couldn't talk to the men from Babylon, but he could talk to his companions. So we have to get with wise people. Wise people. Get wise counsel. That's why they sought Daniel out, because Daniel had wisdom. Daniel knew how to consult the Lord and seek him out for the secret things, for
Amen.
The wisdom that he needed to interpret the dream. That was the only way he could do it. And even the king's wise men, couldn't interpret the dream. So they sought Daniel out, who was a wise man, and Daniel went and interpreted the dream. Thank God for wisdom. Thank God for wisdom. We just give lots of glory for that. We thank him. It says, so whoso findeth me, findeth life. Wow. Whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. When you find wisdom, when you find it, he said, whoso findeth me, findeth life. Amen. You find life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Shall obtain favor of the Lord.
Amen.
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 It said the king's wise men, they couldn't interpret the dream. And they told the king, and they said, it is a rare thing that the king required, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the God, whose dwelling is not with flesh. Now they knew, whose dwelling is not with flesh. They couldn't interpret this thing. Only a God, the true living God, could. So they sought Daniel out, somebody with some wisdom. He said, whosoever findeth me, find life. So they found life after Daniel interpreted the dream, because it kept them from being killed too. So it kept their lives from being destroyed because of Daniel. Daniel had wisdom. He had wisdom. And that's what we miss, seek out God's wisdom. Seek somebody with wise counsel, if you don't know. Mm-hmm. Seek out wise counsel. Wise counsel. Seek out wise counsel. This is what God is telling us to do, to seek out wise counsel. Seek out wise counsel. It says, the psalmist said, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous work. This is what the psalmist is saying. He was asking the Lord to make him. He said, make. The psalmist said, make. Which means to bring into existence by shaping, changing, or combining the material. To cause to exist or to happen. He said, make me to understand thy way, the way of thy precepts. Make me. To make is to bring something into existence by shaping, changing, or combining the material. Mm. He said, make me to understand. Make me to understand. This is what we're saying tonight. Make us to understand, Lord. Make us. This means that we will meditate on God's law. This becomes our daily living. Wise people continue to meditate on God's word.
Yes.
Wise people meditate. They meditate on God's word continuously, day in and day out. There's not a day that they don't meditate on the word of God. Wise men and women, wise men and women meditate on God's word on a daily basis. Looking, standing at the gate, watching. Ooh, hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Watching, looking, seeking him out. Lord, do you have anything to say to me today? What are you saying today, Lord? They are standing, watching, and listening for him at his gate and his doorpost. Wise men and women are seeking the Lord out. They're seeking him out on a daily basis. On a daily basis.
Yeah.
Looking for him. Looking for him. Amen. We should ask the Lord to teach us his ways and his statutes. God's word are encouraging. They are life to those who seek him. Access to God's word is a privilege, not a right. It's a privilege. It's a privilege.
That's it.
That's why we pray continuously, daily, standing at his gate, watching and waiting to see what he has to say to us. Because we love him and we love hearing from him. I know I do.
I do.
Love him. I love him. Uh-huh. I love it. Only those who have heard his voice can understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But when you seek him out, you can hear him too. When you seek him out and meditate on his word, you can hear him too.
Yes.
You can hear him. He will speak to you. The veil was torn. So everybody that's seeking him can hear him. You can find him. He will speak to you too. You don't have to have the priest to go in anymore.
My God. Lord Jesus.
You can seek him for yourself. Amen. You can seek him out. And if you want him, he will speak to you too. He's willing. He's waiting for you to come, knocking, seeking, asking. He's waiting. And this is what we had to do. And that's why we're waiting and watching daily to hear what he has to say. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The psalmist said, make me to go in the path of thy commandments. For therein do I delight. He said, make me. Meaning to bring it into existence, that I'll do it. Make me. Hallelujah. Make me. Here again, the psalmist asking God to cause it to happen. To cause it to happen in him, in us. To bring it into existence in us. to make it happen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, make it happen in my life. Make it. Cause it to happen in my life. Wisdom. He said, incline my ear unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. In other words, God wants us to eagerly seek his law rather than the love for money. He wants us to seek first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and everything will be added. That's why we can speak this way, because we continually seek him, continually on a daily basis, seeking the Lord, waking up, wanting to hear what he has to say. What are you saying today, Lord? Sometimes he just might tell you to sing. Sometimes he'll give you a word. Sometimes he'll take you to the word. We just have to be listening for that voice. Be willing, have a willing heart, seeking him out on a daily basis for his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, his strength in it, his strength. He said, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thy me in thy way. I'm in Psalms 119:37. We want the Lord to turn our eyes from the worthless things in the earth and give us life through his word. Through his word. When we get wisdom, we get God's word. His word is wisdom. It's wisdom. This is important. It's wisdom. His words are wisdom. Wisdom. And the psalmist said, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. That I may learn thy statutes. We have been afflicted. Amen?
Amen.
We may learn his statutes. He said, wise people seek the Lord even in their affliction, even when we hurt him. Even when we're going through, even things that come against, we're seeking him. Seeking him. Even though things come upon us, even though we go through, we're still seeking him. The Lord, we're not giving up. We're seeking you. We know that our suffering teaches us to pay attention to the word of God. It teaches us. It teaches us to pay attention to the word of God. Even in our affliction. It says, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. In other words, God's words are more valuable than silver and gold. His words are life to those who find meditate on it.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate on God's word. It is wisdom. His wisdom. His wisdom. He says, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. He said, give it to me. Give me thy understanding that I may learn your commandments. We have to seek God out. Seek him out. Seek the Lord out. Because he want to pour into us so we can share it with others.
Yeah.
Those who don't have it. What you have, you can share with me. You can share with me. He said he'll give us enough so that way we'll have enough to fill you and me. I can share this bread with others. I got enough bread for me and you.
Yes.
We have enough bread for us. Dr. Holland, you can give us some bread. You have wisdom. Your wisdom, you can share with us and we'll become even wiser by your wisdom.
Yes.
Those who are wise, my God, they can teach others. So what you have, you got enough bread to share with others that don't have it.
Yes.
So now we're sharing what God has given us with others. We come together and share that wisdom. I love it when someone is seeking and thirsting after righteousness. God's word, they can come, and when they come to you, you can fill them because you can have something to fill them with.
If you don't have anything,
you can't give anything. That's why a lot of people are perishing because people don't, they go into the wrong people and they don't have anything to give them. they don't have anything to give them.
But see,
the counsel of the world, the counsel of the world, and that's not going to get you anywhere. I heard them talking about stepping out, running for this and running for that and stepping out this. If you don't have God's word, you can run all you want to. You can run till you can't run no more. If you don't have God's word, you're just running for nothing.
Amen. Praise
running
God.
For nothing.
Running for nothing.
You want to run a race that you know is for sure. The word of God.
Amen.
That's the word. It's all in the word.
That's all in the word.
So people have worldly wisdom. They get worldly counsel saying, let's run for this. Let's have a 5K walk for that. Let's find a trip. If you don't have God's word, you're running for nothing.
Hey.
You're running for nothing. I don't hate to tell you. I love to tell you. You're running for nothing. You better get wise counsel. You better get wisdom, God's wisdom. Because if you don't get it, nothing else going to stand. Nothing's going to work. It's not going to work.
My God.
Wise counsel. The Bible says get wise counsel. Get wisdom. The wisdom dwells with prudence. And it finds out knowledge of what invention. That's what wisdom does. Wisdom does that. It said wisdom has sound wisdom, understanding and strength. It don't just have wisdom, it has sound wisdom. Sure thing. It's reliable. So you're running for nothing.
My God.
You're running for nothing. It's the world's wisdom. They say, come, let's do this, come, let's do that. But let's come to the word of God. Let's come, let's find out what his word says about this thing. Let's see what his word says. Because it's true and it's reliable. It's a sure thing. Ooh, hallelujah. Ask the woman at the well. When Jesus filled her. It was a sure thing. She got what she needed. She went to the well. We're at the well tonight. We're at the well. You can get what you need because Jesus is on the throne. Jesus.
My God, my God.
You can get some wisdom tonight. Seek it out. You can seek it for yourself. You can seek it for yourself. Wisdom. Wisdom has strength. It has understanding. It's reliable. It's a sure thing. So if anybody tell you any different, if they said let's have a 5K run to cure this and cure that, you better seek Jesus. You better seek sound wisdom. Sound wisdom. The woman with the issue of blood, she saw Jesus. She got some wisdom. She saw Jesus and was healed. You running for nothing. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. She saw Jesus. The fellows began to acknowledge that God created him, and he is asking God to teach him that he may go in the right path. And this is what we must do. We want to go in the right path. We want to seek God for his wisdom. When you began to seek him, seek the Lord out, seek him for his wisdom. He said, if you come to him in no wise will he cast you away. He
won't
cast you away. If you seek him, he said, no wise will he cast you away. If you seek him with your heart and faith, seek him. Seek him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, he will not have us ignorant concerning his word. You have not because you ask not. You're asking the wrong people. You have not because you ask not. He said, he will not have us ignorant. So we got to seek him out.
Yeah.
Seek him out. Seek him out. Seek out wisdom. Seek out wisdom. Thomas says in 119:159, he said, consider how I love thy precepts. When you start loving the law, God's law, when you start loving his commandments, his word, he said, quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning. He says, true from the beginning. And every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever. Every one of them endures forever. It endures forever. Forever.
Oh, Jesus.
Forever. It endures forever. That's why we should seek out wisdom. Seek out sound wisdom. Counsel. Wisdom will counsel you. He has understanding when you seek him out. That's why a lot of people are perishing. A lot of people are doing a lot of things. And the Bible says they have a froward mouth because they have no wisdom.
No wisdom.
No wisdom. And that's why we need to start teaching our children and our children's children wisdom. Teaching them wisdom. Those who don't have it, teach it to them. So their language can change. Their language can change. Their ways can change. When they begin to seek out wisdom, we need wisdom. People are perishing because they have no wisdom. And all they have to do is come to Jesus. Come and find it. Wisdom is right here. It's here. Wisdom is speaking. It's looking for people. Wisdom is searching. It's looking for people. But they won't seek him out. They won't seek out wisdom.
No.
They won't seek it out. They won't seek out wisdom.
My God.
Jesus. I believe that many people who find today that are living sin filled with things is because they have no knowledge. They have no wisdom.
No.
This is not to criticize anyone, but we want you to find wisdom.
Yes.
We know how good it is. We tried it, and we see that it is good. Wisdom. Sound wisdom. This is what the Bible says. Seek out sound wisdom.
Meaning
that it's true. It's reliable. You can rely on it. When you can't rely on nobody else and nothing else, you can rely on wisdom.
Yes.
Sound wisdom. The Bible says, get sound wisdom. It said, wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared with it. And it's not to be compared with it. You can't compare anything to wisdom. Sound wisdom. Sound wisdom. We must seek it out. Sound wisdom. The psalmist says in 119:72, he said, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. He said, thy hands has made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. Wow.
Wow.
He is acknowledging, the psalmist is acknowledging God, that God created him. And he is asking God to teach him that he may go in the right path. And this is what we must do. We must do this. Seek out God's word, his wisdom, his word for wisdom. When we seek God through his word, he will answer because it is his word. He'll answer his word. He'll answer his word.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. He will answer his word. He said, speak my words. He said, I'll watch over to perform them.
Yes.
He watched over his word to perform his word. So when you begin to speak God's word, he watches on and he performs his word.
His word. My God. Who is Jesus?
His word. So we must seek him in spirit and in truth.
Truth.
And we must believe when we are seeking and asking God for his truth. We must believe it by faith.
Yes.
We must believe it.
My God.
Seek out wisdom, but it's better than rubies.
Yes. Oh, glory.
Better than Rubens. Better than Rubens. I just thank God tonight for wisdom. I thank God for teaching us wisdom. Those who are speaking his wisdom out. When you go to the book of Proverbs, wisdom is all in the Proverbs. Speaking wisdom, not only for yourself, for your family, for others. Speak out wisdom. And that's why people use so much perverse language and say things and do things because they have no knowledge. They have no knowledge of what God's word says. If you know the word of God, even if you don't know, he'll teach you. If you're seeking him out and you're asking him, he will teach you.
Yes, he will.
He will teach you, but you got to seek him out. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to renew our mind. Renew our mind. And begin to seek out wisdom. Seek it out. Wisdom has so much to offer. So much to offer. So much to offer us. So we must seek it out. Wisdom say, I will speak of excellent things. The opening of my lips shall be right things. It shall be right things.
Yes.
For wisdom said, right things.
That's it.
Right things. He said, my mouth shall speak truth. All of my words of my mouth are in righteousness. All of them. They are all plain to him that understandeth. And write to them that find knowledge. It's plain. It's plain. It's no big words. Nothing that you can't understand. It's plain. So everybody can understand it. When you begin to seek out wisdom, he make it plain to you. He come down to your level and speaks.
Yes, he does.
Even to a baby, he speaks. You know, somebody was asking me about tongues. Last week, a young lady came up to me and she was asking me about speaking in tongues. And they said, well, it's not a language. Somebody was telling them it wasn't a language and so forth and so on. I said, it's a language. I said,
yes,
when babies speak, do you understand them? Nobody understands them but God. It's a language.
Hey.
Nobody understands a baby's language but him.
See it, sister. God bless you.
It's a language. Nobody can understand it. So when you're speaking in tongues, nobody understands you. Unless God gives the interpretation. So nobody understands a baby when he's babbling. When he's speaking his language, nobody understands him. They say, oh, look at him. They're looking at the baby and they're smiling. He's smiling. You know he's happy.
But
you don't know what he's saying. Because guess what? That language belongs to God. It's wisdom. Even that baby has wisdom speaking to God.
Yes.
Speaking to God. You don't understand it. But he's speaking to God. Isn't that something that God will give a baby a language?
Yes, he will.
God. Praise God. You don't understand it, but it's a language that God can understand. Wisdom, even for a baby. For a baby. God is so magnificent. We can't explain it.
No.
He's so awesome. He's so awesome. His wisdom. Even when a baby speaks, he understands.
Hey.
Oh, praise the Lord. Even when a baby speaks, he understands.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we seek out wisdom. Seek out God's wisdom. And then he will begin to reveal to you the secret things. The secret things the Bible said belong to the Lord. But when you're seeking him, he will reveal them to you.
Yes,
there are
he will.
Sometimes people are praying and they want to know. They say, Lord, this, that, and the other. But when you begin to seek him out, reveal to you that very thing that you've been asking.
Yes.
He reveals it. When you seek him out, he reveals it. Daniel prayed. He prayed. He knew his God. He prayed. And God revealed the secret thing.
Yes.
Amen. The secret thing.
Yes.
And then Daniel blessed the Lord. See, we have to bless the Lord for revealing his secrets to us, his secret thing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And
praise him for it.
See,
we can't go all day. I know I don't go all day without giving God the praise.
Yes.
Also, thanking him for his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, because without him, I'm nothing. I know nothing without him.
Amen.
We're nothing. So we seek him out on a daily basis, seeking his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, because his strength is strength. His counsel is sure. It's reliable. We can rely on him.
Yes.
We can rely on him. Sound wisdom, he said.
Sound wisdom.
Sound wisdom. Not just wisdom, but sound wisdom. Reliable wisdom. It's reliable. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of times people with wisdom, when they're speaking to people or talking to people, they don't understand you, because this is sound wisdom from God. It's sound wisdom from up on high. Our spirits have to stay connected to hear this sound wisdom.
Yes.
Sound wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said he led up sound wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. He said he led up sound wisdom for the righteous. That's what the Bible says. The Lord said he led up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk upright. Oh, God. Oh, God. He's a shield for those who walk uprightly. But he lay up sound wisdom for the righteous. So that's why everybody don't understand it until they begin to seek him out, because he lay up sound wisdom for the righteous. For the righteous. Thank you, Jesus. Sound wisdom for the righteous. This is an awesome God. Awesome. He said, do not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way in the places of the pass. She cries at the gate, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the door. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is unto the Son of Man. O ye simple, understand wisdom. Understand wisdom. He said, hear, for I will speak of excellent things. Excellent things. And the opening of my lips shall be right things.
Right things.
He speaks excellent things. Excellent.
Excellent.
You don't just... He speaks excellent things. Excellent. This is why we must seek sound wisdom.
That's it.
He speaks excellent things. Excellent to those who are seeking him out. Excellent.
Excellent.
And praise the Lord. Dr. Hunter, do you have anything to say? We want to leave it open just in case someone else has a word.
Yes, I know that tonight's the night that I can just say thank the Lord.
Amen.
The word that you have spoken about wisdom, the person that seeks out, I know the more you seek wisdom, the more wisdom will be there for you.
Yes.
And when you take time to hear what, see God, excuse me, today, God revealed to me in the name of Jesus. He said, I'm a God above all wisdom.
Yes, yes.
I'll give you what you need.
Yeah.
And as a gentleman was telling me about something, you know, people can tell you certain things and you be so in tune with God until the Bible said, world, good God Almighty, without
yes.
evil. That's
Jesus.
Wisdom.
Yes.
Worlds without end.
Yes.
And wisdom chose the planet Earth. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
My God Almighty, I'm getting all this. I'm getting all holy. Hey.
Yes. Hallelujah. I know how you speak. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Because all I can say tonight is, you are a dynamic. You have searched the script. You have sprinkled it. You picked it back up. You shaking it around. You tore it up in the wind. None came out. You said, must be of God. Wisdom
yes.
comes from God.
Yes.
And you yes. know one thing I learned, Doctor? The more, hallelujah, the more we call on God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, the
yes.
more God reveals to us.
Yes, yes.
His wisdom.
His wisdom.
His wisdom. I'm still trying to fathom, and I stopped trying to fathom because I keep scratching my head. My flesh is moving. I keep hearing worlds without end.
Mm.
My God Almighty.
Mm.
Where is eternity? Mm. Where is without end?
Wow.
My God Almighty. It said, for this purpose was the Son
yeah.
of God born, that he might bring the living God into the body, a fleshly body. Man,
yeah.
that's wisdom. That's wisdom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Even the angels, I'm getting happy again, Lord. Even the angels began to say, what is this we see? We see,
yes.
we don't understand it. But God, in his own wisdom, my
yes.
God, my God.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Mm.
Woo.
Yes.
My God. My God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
And I want everybody to know to listen tonight. If you decide you want to come and be a part of what's going on, it's open to you. We love the Lord who has blessed us, took us to another place. We're at a level right now where we can understand. Some years ago, just as both of us was out on the radio station, I just gave a word out to God. I prayed. I said, well, Lord, I've done everything you said do. I don't know what else to do. I done prayed. I'm waiting. While I was saying my prayer, a sister came online and told me, said, I heard you praying. What do you need? If that isn't wisdom of God on time, he
Amen.
Said, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. That blessed move to the next level. Now, sometimes, I just be honest, we get a little on the stupid side. Like I got on the stupid side. I try to bring too many people in with worldly wisdom and not godly wisdom.
Amen.
Did you see that out there? I brought worldly wisdom in through some people, thought I was moved to the next level, but I had to bring in godly wisdom.
Amen. Amen.
When you got God's
Amen.
Wisdom, you got an understanding.
Amen. That's right.
And God That's said, okay, right. back on track, and here's what I want you to do, and I've been doing it. He said,
Amen.
One at a time, you got to go out and go back and harvest again. And I wanted to know, I'm just so happy.
Amen.
I'm like a little
Amen.
Kid walking down the. I'm like a little children up the church. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
So,
that's right.
Amen. So the words Amen. I close out tonight is, Father, we just thank you once again for everything
yes,
that you said to Dr. McClendon. You blessed her. I want to thank you for her, for the words she gave. Words that were so rich. Words
yes.
that the devil couldn't even fight against. She put nothing
yes.
but words of wisdom. And showed
yes,
us
you.
To see in your word, not here, but
yes,
see
Father,
in your word. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I want to thank you tonight for not only her,
yes.
many more out there listen. And we just believe
yes,
there's going to be many more coming and listen. And we just
yes.
develop it as you say, Father. Would you bless her and keep us tonight until we meet again in Jesus' name? Amen.
Amen.
Amen
and amen.
As I always say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing
yes.
you can do about it.
Amen.
God bless
you. Love you all too. God bless you. Till the next
God
time.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm.